Part 5. The next morning, Jimmy had breakfast with Annabelle and her family. Later, he was going to go to the town of Little Rock to buy a suit for the wedding and a present for Annabelle. This was his first trip out of Elmore. I haven't robbed a safe for a year, he thought. I think it's okay for me to leave town now. After breakfast, Jimmy and the whole family went to the bank. Mr. Adams, Annabelle, Jimmy, and Annabelle's married sister with her two little girls, Agatha and May. Agatha was 5 years old and May was 9. On the way, Jimmy stopped at the hotel where he was living to get his suitcase. Then they continued to the bank. Jimmy's carriage was waiting for him outside the bank to take him to the railroad station. When Jimmy and the family went into the bank, all the workers were happy to see Jimmy. This man was going to marry their boss's daughter, and they greeted him warmly. Jimmy put his suitcase on the floor, and Annabelle, who was happy and excited, put on Jimmy's hat and took his suitcase in her hand. "Oh, look at me. I'm a salesman," she said, laughing. "Oh, your bag is so heavy, Ralph. Is it full of gold?" "It's full of shoes that I'm giving back when I get to Little Rock. They are so heavy that it will cost a lot of money to send them by mail, so this way I save the money. I have to save money now that I'm getting married." The bank had a new safe. Mr. Adams was very proud of the safe and wanted the family to see it. It was quite a big safe with a new kind of patented door, and it had a combination clock on the door. Mr. Adams happily explained to Jimmy how it worked. Jimmy listened politely, but tried not to look too interested. Agatha and May were playing with the shiny handle. While everyone was looking at the safe, Ben Price came into the bank and stood not far from the safe.
"I don't want anything," he told one of the workers. "I'm just waiting for someone."
Suddenly, the women screamed. The younger girl, Agatha, was locked in the safe. Her older sister, May, was crying.
"We were playing and I closed the door and turned the combination clock. Agatha's inside. Oh, what will we do?"
Mr. Adams tried to open the door.
"I can't open the door. I don't know the combination," he said in desperation.
Agatha's mother screamed again, hysterically.
"Be quiet," said Mr. Adams, trembling. "Everyone be quiet for a moment."
They heard the child screaming in terror in the dark safe.
"Oh, my poor little girl," screamed her mother. "She'll die in there. Open the door. Can't you men do something?"
"No man in this town can open that door," said Mr. Adams in a trembling voice. "Ralph, what can we do? The child can't stay in there for a long time. There isn't enough air. She'll die."
The child's mother beat frantically on the door of the safe. Someone shouted,
"We could use dynamite."
Annabelle turned to Jimmy.
"Can't you do something, Ralph? Please try."
He looked at her with a strange smile. "Annabelle," he said, "give me that rose on your dress, please." She didn't understand why he wanted the rose, but she took the flower from her dress and gave it to him. He put it into his jacket pocket. Then he took off his jacket and got ready to work. In a moment, Ralph Spencer disappeared, and Jimmy Valentine took his place.
"Get away from the door, all of you," he ordered.
He put his suitcase on the table and opened it. He took out his strange tools and put them on the table. The others watched in silence. He whistled, as he always did, when he was working. 10 minutes later, Jimmy opened the door of the safe. "This time I opened the door faster than ever before," he thought. Agatha ran crying into her mother's arms. Jimmy Valentine put on his jacket and walked towards the front door of the bank. As he walked, he heard a familiar voice call, "Ralph!" But he didn't stop. When he got to the door, a big man was standing there.
"Hello, Ben," Jimmy said with his strange smile.
"You finally found me. Well, let's go.
It doesn't make any difference now."
Ben Price looked at Jimmy for a moment.
"I think you've made a mistake, Mr. Spencer," he said. "I don't know you. I think your carriage is waiting outside. Why don't you get into it?"
Then Ben Price left the bank, turned, and walked down the street.